1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jurors in the Hunter Biden gun trial are still deliberating. ABC's Terry Moran is outside the courthouse in Wilmington, Delaware.
There's never been a trial like this in American history, the trial of a sitting president's son. Prosecutors say this is a simple case, but the six men and six women on this jury, they do have some work to do here. There are three separate charges in this case. Two, charging Hunter Biden with lying on a federal background check form when he bought that gun back in 2018, and one for illegally possessing the gun while he was abusing and or addicted to drugs.
While in Israel, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the world supports the U.S.-backed ceasefire plan and that it's time for Hamas to accept the deal as well. Gas prices once again on the decline. AAA says the national average is $3.44 a gallon, down about 8 cents from a week ago. Apple has jumped into the AI race, saying it's working on OpenAI's ChatGPT to make Siri smarter. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The mayor of Waupun says there's no need to close the local state prison. The lockup is 176 years old and four inmates died there in the last year. Ron Bishop says the problems at the prison are for state officials to solve. The Department of Corrections is Waupun's leading employer. Observers say four state Senate seats are competitive this year as Democrats try to take the majority in as soon as 2 years.
If you don't win all four, you're okay. You can get there. If you win just two, that's really tough. That makes it challenging. So for Democrats, they want three. Three gives them a pretty good chance for 2026.
J.R. Ross of Wispolitics speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Taxes could rise by $1,300 for the average Madison property owner over 4 years under the current plan from the school board. A work group met last night to discuss referendums that could go on the ballot in November. The district is considering asking taxpayers for $600 million to keep the lights on and upgrade some schools and build new ones. Districts all over the state have gaps in their budget because the school funding formula hasn't been meaningfully updated in 30 years. New Superintendent Joe Gothard.
We need greater revenue for public schools in the state of Wisconsin. This is not a Madison thing.
The full school board will vote on this on June 24th. And there's a new playground on the west side. Oak Park Heights Park off Odana Road is officially open. It's a small one, but leaders say having these in as many neighborhoods as possible make life better for the families who live there. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
A big win for the Brewers' Colin Ray. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-1 win over the Blue Jays. Right-hand pitcher Colin Ray held Toronto to just three hits over seven innings in his longest outing in 8 years. I asked him what made the difference.
We were kind of executing that backdoor sinker, and that played really well off of other stuff that we were attacking them with. And then, you know, they were pretty aggressive, so we were getting ahead. And, you know, we played great defense and got some key hits when we needed to.
Game two of the three-game series tonight in Milwaukee. NFL. 40-year-old tight end Mercedes Lewis re-signed for another year with the Chicago Bears. This will be his 19th season. Packers minicamp underway. Quarterback Jordan Love asked, who does he consider his number one receiver?
We have a lot of depth at the receiver position. I think it's a good problem to have. You know, you don't have to have a number one receiver. I think it works out well when you can spread the ball out. I think in the long run, it helps us in not having a number one guy, a true number one guy, but I think all those guys can step up and be the one, you know, any given day.
That's the Packers' Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a shower, otherwise mostly cloudy and 73. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 58. Mostly sunny for your Wednesday, warmer with a high near 86. Showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday night, a low of 66, and more storms Thursday.
Right now, it's 65.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Dr. Catherine Eden, professor at Princeton University. We'll discuss the impediments that poverty poses to kids and learning.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Trump, no matter what his team may have told your reporter, Trump doesn't care about issues. There is no issue in this election for him other than revenge and getting elected so that he can stay out of prison. And that's what he's going to keep going with because it clearly obsesses him, as it should, considering how many more criminal indictments he faces.
Whee! Happy Trump meeting with his probation officer week, everybody, to those who celebrate. I know someone who wants to celebrate with us. Why?
Joe Rosenberg is described as mom, Jersey, Dem, news junkie, Lebanese, hothead, geek. Everything we love, all rolled into one human.
Go Joe from Jers,
Twitter rock stars here.
JoJo shows her speeding line way down there in the basement below.
JoJo from Jers, yep. Twitter and YouTube star.
Love her.
We need JoJo, her insights. Her insights.
JoJo from Jers.
It's JoJo.
Yeah. Hi, Joe. We've missed you so.
Oh, my gosh. I've missed you, too. I had a dream about Jody the other night. It was the weirdest thing. That's how much I've been missing you.
Aww. What did she do in your dream?
I didn't do it.
It was in a sex dream, I promise. Although I would not rule that out, you know. In the dream, she emailed me to come on the show. And then the next morning, I woke up and there was an email from her about coming on the show that I'd missed.
Oh no. Well, thank God it all worked out.
Mm-hmm.
I had an ex, which is probably why she's an ex, but she used to consistently have dreams where I'd do awful things. And then I'd wake up, she'd be really mad. I'd be like, I was sleeping. I didn't do any of it.
My friend Candy used to do that with her ex-boyfriend.
I had one ex staring at me. I woke up and I thought, oh, she must be thinking how beautiful I look in the morning. And she said, you ruined my life. I was like, wow. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Okay.
Probably a good thing that's an ex now.
You just compared your ex to a peacock because I don't know why we got off on a tangent about peacocks.
With the nuisance peacocks in California, right?
Yes.
They're pretty, and then I think we used a flattering word about them.
Well, yeah, because they're pretty. They think they can act like D's, like all the time.
Right.
Like
right.
Trump voters. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds a little bit like my ex.
I think because you said they have huge poops.
And... Yeah, they're loud.
Well, that's what it was too.
Loud and they leave huge poops.
Yeah, yeah, like her ex. Uh-huh. Okay. All right, we're done with that humor.
My plumbing is grateful for the ex part of that.
Can I just say in Pride Month, something that transcends sexuality with women is how unbelievably disgusting Donald Trump is in every way. Because, you know, since I saw we did Sexy Liberal with you in Philly, I have to travel with, like, Gallagher tarp now. Because every new detail about Trump's, you know, sex, like, it just is, I have to, and you said in the veritable tsunami of ickiness that is Donald Trump, the fact that he told more than one woman he was having sex with that they physically reminded him of his daughter is by far one of the ickiest. Okay.
So gross.
I just who does think that? I'm gonna burn.
Blah, splat. Yeah.
Who does that?
I know.
Who does?
Nobody.
I think that would be a red flag. Like, I don't think I've ever said to anybody I was on a date with ever, you know, your hair really reminds me of my son. It's so sexy, like. I don't know what it is. Like, what? Run.
What? Yeah. Okay. Well, that's also, we were talking about Steve Bannon going to prison, and just Chris speculated that all the shirts he wears, like, because he's probably. It's like he probably has leprosy and like he's like Jabba the Hutt and old fat bastard, like all in one. And like if he opens it up, it's
like, his shirts are holding him together.
Yes.
It's like when a whale explodes on the beach. There's just like, I don't know what's in there, like an old shoe. And
it's like when the layers of paint are holding together a rotted boat.
Yeah.
You know, if you take off the layers of paint, it'll just, you know, disintegrate.
Yeah. Does a boat have a battery, though?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, well, in which case, I hope he chooses electrocution.
Right.
But, yeah, I'm just waiting to see if he finishes decomposing while he's in there. He's so close.
Yes, that's what we keep trying to say. This election is not apples versus oranges. It's apples and whatever's in Steve Bannon's pustules. That's what
his lice.
Open up. I did an imitation of his crab, of his lice, right? Because he's being deloused. That's why he can't go to jail till July 1st.
Right.
And so they're like, Attica, Attica.
The lice.
The lice.
Right. You'll never take us alive, copper.
Uh-huh.
I think they have little cups, little tin cups. Okay. By the way, you tweeted, my cousin is Donald Trump's probation officer, and she said he started to cry when she asked him to state his name. First of all, you know from random posters because they give you all the time. But I know, it's just, here we go on Fox News for an entire 24 hours. Oh my God, right? Like, you know, the mistrial, because some random, what?
First of all, our judicial system would be completely broken, which it might just be, if I could just tweet, like, oh, I just talked to Biden's cousin and Donald Trump is going to jail for life. And it was like, just shut down all of the trials, everything. Like, if I had that kind of power, we should all worry.
But yeah.
They ran with it anyway, even though it was debunked almost immediately. They still kept pushing it out there because
they're just,
you know,
so
that's
desperate
how they do it.
For him to evade justice in every way, right? And in every trial, they're going to target. I mean, still one that makes me the maddest is Fonnie Willis. Like, that's held up for what reason? I wasn't even aware they could do that. So they're still investigating her?
Yeah.
And so that's able to delay the trial till after. And by the way, Joe, we just did a poll today. The vast majority of Americans think Trump should face justice in these trials before the election. We have a right to know.
Yeah, and they're over there talking about the weaponization of government and the two tiers of justice when he's the one who seems to be exposing every crack and fissure none of us regular folk even knew existed in the justice system.
Right.
I think we deserve to know before we go cast our ballots if the person running tried to overthrow our government and stole our nuclear secrets and put him in his bathroom. I think we have a right to know that stuff.
Yeah. Do you think he started crying during his probation hearing? That'd be fun.
I was I'm not sure
bronzer.
That he was awake for the whole thing. I'm not even sure he was able to stay awake. I mean, he was probably farting in his sleep, and then, like, you know, Blanche had to, like, shove him a little bit. But, and then maybe he farted.
Sorry, Christopher has a breaking news.
Yeah, we have breaking news. The jury has reached a verdict in the Hunter Biden felony gun trial.
Wow.
Don't know what it is yet, but they've reached
the verdict. That's
fast. Yeah, that is fast.
I don't know how he'll ever be president now.
Yeah, I'm totally not voting for him.
Yeah.
What a bolt trial, right? I mean, and just so sad, Joe. Like almost, I would think every human has either had an addiction or loves someone who has. Mm-hmm. I mean, this whole trial is just so sad. It's, you know, and by the way, I'm not sure. I'm, again, not a lawyer, but I don't know how you prove without a doubt, you know, that someone was actively using drugs. I guess what he said is he didn't consider himself an addict because he was not actively using at the time. But this is why these things are never prosecuted, right?
Yeah, well, you have to get into his mindset. And how do you prove that? How do you prove what he was thinking about what his, you know, state of addiction was? And to your point,
I mean, this is very personal for me, not Hunter. I don't know them personally. Well, I know Joe, but...
Joe, to you.
Kidding. But for real, I lost my brother and my mother to addiction. And watching, you know, what my dad went through, particularly with my brother, what we all went through, was really, really hard. And everyone who has survived addiction or been touched by it in some way understands that you're always worried for your loved ones. And so for the Bidens to have to watch their son go through this, knowing right now he's clean, and that, you know, you always worry what can trigger that loved one of yours. Yeah. I feel for them. I really do. And it makes me sick to my stomach the way the right is attacking them for their son's struggles. Right. It makes me sick.
They just want to put the family, you know, through more. So it'll, you know, I honestly feel like they're rooting for him to relapse so that, you know, Biden will drop out. I mean, yeah. I think that, you know, and also the whole, like, the, he had a relationship with Beau's widow because they were both, you know, obviously mourning. And it's just sad. It's really sad. And it's just stuff that should not really be our business. You know, it's like you say, every family has struggled with addiction, I would believe, at one time or another.
Yeah, and this isn't political. Like, this is a personal matter for that family. This doesn't impact the president in any way, but they can't find anything that on him that they can use. So they're using his son, and this is who they are. They don't have any platforms or policies, so this is what they do. They go personal attacks and
you know,
smears.
You echoed things on Twitter that I talk about every day, Joe, which is why you're my soulmate, my little straight soulmate. is that, you know, they're just, because he's a traitor, they've become just a party of traitors, and there are several stories about it, like, every day. And you just retweeted Marjorie Taylor Greene, said, "I'll always back the blue," and you just said Marjorie Taylor Greene voted no on a bill to award the congressional gold medals to the January 6th police officers. Republicans booed Capitol 6, you know, or Capitol police officers and walked out a few days ago. I mean, yeah, go ahead.
Well, first of all, that makes my blood boil. It also makes me want to cry because Harry Dunn, Officer Gunnell, and Officer Fanone are Officer Dunn, but they are truly heroes. I mean, they're heroes, and I get my hair stands on end when I think about what they had to endure. But the fact that Republicans call themselves, you know, in support of our police, or that they back the blue, and then they attack them like that, and then they call the people who beat them warriors. I don't know if you saw that. Obviously, that's not true. But Donald Trump referred to, now that, you know, he has stopped referring to them as hostages, he referred to the people who beat our Capitol police officers with their own shields as warriors. Yeah. And that is so upside down, inside out, on fire, crazy wrong, that we have to push back against it every single time they say it.
Just every, in large and small ways. This is last week. A plaque to honor police heroes required by law to be installed in March. It still hasn't happened. It's being held up by the GOP Congress. It's just a plaque to honor these people who risked their lives for you. Mm-hmm. And this was in Pennsylvania. Republicans in Pennsylvania booed the cops. I heard some hissing, and I saw about 8 to 10 of my Republican colleagues walk out angrily as they were announced, the police officers. I was shocked and appalled. This was, again, as you said, Harry Dunn, who we've had on the show, Joe, and just could not be just a more lovely big bear of a man. I'm so sad he lost. I hope he tries again, because he's just a patriot.
Yeah, and he's doing incredible things now that he lost. He's got a pack now. He is like a true patriot. This is somebody who wants to serve and wanted to protect our Congress people, and he's finding a way to serve the country. And it's Orwellian the way that they rewrite and revise and recast history, and that's why we have to keep being those people who keep shouting the truth, because the more they dismantle it, the more pushback it requires.
And you tweeted back at J.D. Vance, who was, they're almost one more despicable than the last. You just said, ask World War II veterans how they feel about a madman promising to be a dictator on day one when they fought fascism for our freedoms. You are a traitor, again, to our theme. You know, people at this point who support Donald Trump, I'm sorry, you are a traitor, too. Or as you said, if you're sending your money to a presidential candidate because he's a convicted felon who's required to meet with his probation officer, congratulations. You're an idiot, a hole, and you're a, you know, cult. Oh, a very, very stupid cult. There, I believed the right words.
Yeah, you did.
She's a potty mouth like me.
Right.
and Chuck Schumer.
I held back on that one. Yeah.
But
yeah,
get your mind around that. They're sending money because he's a felon.
Right.
Like Jesus is their new talking point.
I mean, they were fundraising off of the Never Surrender t-shirt of him literally surrendering. Mm-hmm. So it's like a 9-layer dip of loserdom.
Yeah.
Like they just, these are, like Edie Falco said, like you support, you know, the Confederacy and we defeated them. You support fascism and we defeated that. It's like you're just telling the world you're a double loser. You know, it's like, congratulations.
Right. Did you just quote Edie Falco of The Sopranos because you're a Jersey girl? That's so cute.
I might have. I love her so much. And I didn't quote her exactly. I sort of paraphrased. But the quote is worth watching and sharing. She's amazing.
Yeah, she is.
I love her.
She is. All right. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Oh, yeah.
When I did Philadelphia Sexy Liberal with JoJo, I brought my... it doesn't matter what temperature you're going to. They're earth friendly. They're temperature regulated.
Yes.
They're made from viscose, from bamboo.
Sustainable.
Dried lovingly from pandas' little paws around the world.
Uh-huh.
They want to. They want to help. You're not doing it forcefully.
The pandas are picking it. Might I have that
bamboo?
Right.
Just here. Come here.
The pandas are picking it for you,
right.
And then they're handing it over.
Right. Okay. CozyEarth.com. Type in the code Miller, CozyEarth.com/Miller. You get 30% off to the, Oprah said yes, please, for 5 years in a row, right. Favorite things. Right. I mean, come on.
And she never does that.
No, she's persnickety. How many times? Oh, she's fired me twice.
Yep.
Okay, 100-night sleep trial, 10-year warranty. She's persnickety.
No.
She has standards. She wants this. Okay, CozyEarth.com/Miller right now. That promo code is Miller for an exclusive 30% savings, 30% off. CozyEarth.com/Miller. At checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in that follow-up survey. Choose my show from the drop-down menu. CozyEarth.com/Miller.
Wow! 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 All I can say is wow!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, here's what Evan from Orlando, a real Dr. Marty's customer, says about his dog, Larry, and Nature's Blend. I would not have believed the change in Larry's behavior just by changing his food, but seeing is believing. Larry's 11, but he acts like he's only 4 or 5. I also love feeding Nature's Blend to my Bonnie and Clyde because it has an optimum amount of nutrients for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they find irresistible. And unlike the other quote-unquote fresh brands out there that ship frozen so you have to wait for it to thaw or store it in the fridge, it can then expire pretty quickly. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it's shelf-stable and it isn't messy, and you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ugh. Plus, unlike most dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is minimally processed and naturally full of nutrients. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drdrmarpets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
Struck me the other day, the Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work. They will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson and just give him, but give him a swift kick in the ass.
Tell us how you really feel.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. JoJo from Jurors with us. Hunter Biden has been found guilty on all counts in the federal gun case that we've been discussing, Joe. And this, to me, is just tragedy top to bottom. And I don't know. I'm not a Merrick Garland basher, but I don't understand how we got here. I mean, anybody, a prosecutor on any side of the partisan divide would say, this is bull. Nobody ever gets prosecuted for this. So, yes. And I don't get, whatever.
Limbaugh didn't get prosecuted for it. He had a gun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was using drugs.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things, too, where I was saying, I'm not sure unless somebody sees you actively using drugs while you're buying this gun, you can prove. It just seems like such a ridiculous, anyone that has had an addiction or known someone who has, it can be a very up and down, where people are stopped for quite a while and think they're not an addict anymore. They think they're not actively using, so they're not an addict. But go ahead, your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, it's just speaking to his mindset and what he was thinking when he answered that question. Again, because I went through this so intimately myself, I mean, my brother... He could convince himself of a lot of things at any given moment. That's what, he sort of had to tell himself or tell other people that he was fine or he was clean or he was good. And maybe he was or wasn't at any given moment. But, first of all, I feel like this is an overcompensation or an overcorrection on the side of the Department of Justice because these are charges that just aren't brought against people. Hunter Biden's moved on with his life. He's clean now. He's trying to be a contributing member of society. And so to drag him back down and potentially put him in jail, which we talked about this when we weren't on air, but for me as a mom or a dad or a sibling or a loved one at all, if my brother were to be sent back to jail, I would be just consumed with worry, and that might be their objective. Yeah.
So, by the way, if he goes to jail and Donald Trump doesn't for his 11 billion felonies, this is just, and it just, they're so disingenuous, Joe. Once again, on the right, they don't think anyone, they're so, they don't think there should be any gun laws, first of all, so they don't think this is something anybody should be charged with, let alone go to prison for. And by the way, where's all the screamers about two systems of justice today? Yeah. So the president's son, not only prosecuted, but convicted. The president's already gone on record as saying he wouldn't pardon him.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the thing about Sleepy Joe. He's so conniving and calculating and powerful that he can operate, I mean, he can orchestrate all of this, including his own son's conviction. And all of this is designed so that he could beat Donald Trump in the 2024 election, which he didn't even know he was running in until all of the investigations into him were well underway. But yeah, I mean, it's again, they will say two tiers of justice, and yet the president's not just moving.
Yeah, exactly. 29 minutes after the hour, JoJo from Jers on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ann Jacobs is the new chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. She won a two-year term by unanimous vote yesterday. The panel oversees Wisconsin's election process, which is run by clerks at the local level. Wisconsin small business owners say they're worried about proposed cuts to the Affordable Care Act. Krissa Ostenzo owns an optometry clinic with her husband in Ladysmith. She says the premium cap from recent adjustments put health insurance within people's reach.
We always just had to encourage our employees to get health insurance and try to pay them enough to do it. And it really wasn't until the 8% that we succeeded in that. And they started all having health insurance.
The temporary ACA premium caps are due to expire at the end of next year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Madison police chief is asking gun owners, please lock up your weapons. It was a violent weekend here in the capital city with three separate shootings, more than a dozen people hurt and one person killed. Police Chief Sean Barnes says the people getting these guns are often stealing them from lawful gun owners.
A lot of people who are into criminality, they are stealing their guns or are getting them from people who are not being responsible with them. Cars make horrible gun safes.
Often the police department even has lock boxes for the people who need one. And it's officially summer break from school in Madison, but nearly a third of the district's students rely on school for meals. But the summer meal program ensures kids won't go hungry just because school is out. For students who qualify for free and reduced lunch, there are free meals available at nearly 30 schools and community locations. 31% of the district's students qualify for free or reduced lunch. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
More clouds than sun today with high temperatures in the low 70s. Spotty showers may sprinkle in, and a rumble of thunder is possible this evening. Otherwise, winds become breezy, and they crank our highs for tomorrow to the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, On the Road with Jane and Todd is underway. We will be talking to Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau and so much more. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
And the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm just like any modern woman trying to have it all. A loving husband, a family. It's just I wish I had more time to seek out the dark forces and join their hellish crusade.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. JoJo from Jers is here. New Biden ad, everybody. Take a listen. Here we go. New Biden ad.
Because I don't want anybody going on me. We need every voter. I don't care about you. I just want your vote. I don't care.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
I love it. I mean, and I love that they're going at him on the convicted felon stuff. You know, we do not have time for anybody but alpha liberals now, Joe, like you.
Oh, my God. 100,000% to that. And I, too, agree with you that I'm glad. I love that ad. Just keep hammering him.
Yep.
You don't have to go quite as low, but you got to go somewhat low because you have to meet him where they are and you have to fight fire with fire. And he doesn't know how to deal with it.
It's his own words. It's just using what he says. You can use almost any clip from anything that is either despicable, racist, sexist, homophobic, you name it, or just crazy. The whole shark... electric boat. Use any of it. You know, we don't have to edit like they do deceptively. Did you see Fox News just edited to make it look like Biden couldn't find his chair in Normandy?
She's frozen.
Oh, no.
I know, but she's so pretty when she's frozen. Let's just stare at her. Look at that.
There we go.
Oh, there you are. You're back. Okay, go ahead.
Am I still frozen?
No, now you're not.
Not anymore.
Yeah, I think my... Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, back.
Yeah,
you're so pretty when you whenever I freeze, I look like that scream emoticon.
Yeah, you look like a Picasso.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I lost you at electrocution and sharks, but yes.
Right, right.
Yeah. The clip of him telling them, like, I don't care if you die in this blazing hot sun.
Right.
I just need you to vote for me. He's saying the quiet part out loud, and they're like, yeah.
I know. So we were talking about this breaking news, Hunter Biden found guilty on all counts in this federal gun case and how, you know, this shouldn't have been brought in the first place. And I was just saying to you, Joe, how many MAGA Trump, you know, gun owners do you think are using drugs? What do you think the percentage is? I bet it's pretty high. And you were saying, like, Dr. Ronnie gave out drugs like candy in the White House to all those gun owners, right?
Right, and not like aspirin and Tylenol and Advil and Pamperin. He was giving out Oxy and fentanyl and, like, some serious heavy-duty stuff. And, you know, Donald Trump, I think, if he does have to subject him, or if they do have to subject him to drug testing, I think he's going to need one of those pee-pee things where it's like Eric's pee or something like that. I mean, the guy is, like, his blood type is Adderall at this point.
Right.
He'll need a pocket fisherman.
That's it.
Yeah. What? Anyway, yeah, I mean, that's the thing is we were saying it literally is every day a different, like, you think you're taking crazy pills. Like, Trump's crazy is all right out there. You won't take almost any piece of tape and they have to lie about. Did you see Trump just put out a Truth Social claiming that he's the one that got $35 insulin? It's just, I mean, this is what we're going to be facing, Joe. And I know you fight this fight every day, just putting facts out. On social media or YouTube, right?
Exactly. And I do punch a little bit low where I say to MAGA that the truth is about as useful to them as, you know, tooth floss and a sheep they can't.
Right. Yeah. You know. Right. Sure. Yeah. And listen, when they go low, we go Jasmine Crockett. So I'm with you.
Seriously, we go be sick. That's exactly right. And Marge is so triggered by that. She's posted no less than 500 pictures of herself since. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, no, we have to go back. They're now saying that he didn't say lock her up.
Right.
That he didn't say lock her up. They said he didn't say Mexico pay for the wall, which is insane enough. But that he didn't say lock her up, that he's the responsible for the insulin. They just lie. They just keep throwing, as Steve Bannon said, you know what, out into the world, against the wall, and hoping some of it sticks. And then we have to keep shouting the truth.
Joe,
but, like, it's so
and you know,
that I think people forget.
And you know who's shouting the loudest? The people that served with him. We were saying 40 of his 44 cabinet members, including his own vice president, have refused to endorse him. I mean, right? We're like that scene. Just give us a sign, any kind of sign, if you.
Just give me a sign.
No!
Any kind of sign.
Okay. They're all hair on fire warning us, right? Ty Cobb, mustachey guy. who was Trump's attorney, said he said Trump's increasingly strident claims of using the power of the president to go after his enemies has led to a warning from Ty Cobb. He said the public should take him at his word, and he sees a change in his former boss. He said, I think there should be concern. From a 30,000-foot view, I see Trump angrier now than he was before because he's convicted now. He cited the Fox interview saying even Hannity recognized this was dangerous territory and tried to reel him in. Trump would have none of it. He will be constrained by nothing in a second term. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, and all the grown-ups in the room, so to speak, are gone, like you said. You know, it's like every girl or guy ever dated is like, no, stay far away. He'll only have loyalists. He'll have, you know, Stephen Miller, Steve Bannon, Roger Stone, Jason Miller. Looks like a partially shaped scrotum with a mouth. But,
he's the pro-lifer who put the abortion bill in his mistress's smoothie.
Yeah, that one.
Because he's the family values pro-life guy.
It's the family values party. So, yeah. Sure. I mean, they have an adjudicated rapist at the top of the ticket. But, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, and also, can I say in Pride Month, gays are icky.
Ugh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's what Mary Ann or Martha Ann Alito seems to think.
Right. Yeah,
Martha
she doesn't Ann. Want to see that
You're
pride
icky.
Flag.
You're icky. Rainbows are icky.
She has to put up her Jesus flag. She's got to put up a Jesus flag to repel the gay.
She is so easily triggered.
Does she have gay away spray?
I can't think what
that wig looks like. What character does she keep? I keep thinking she looks like. I know. I can't.
Church lady, maybe.
It's like
church lady after a few too many buffets.
Mm-hmm. Pardon me?
What?
Sorry, Joe.
Like a dollar store Rod Stewart. Kind of like Leslie
maybe.
Stahl.
Yeah.
It's like a Leslie Stahl, Rod Stewart, dollar store wig.
Or those wigs that used to advertise in TV Guide, the Ava Gabor wigs.
Yeah.
I remember.
I feel like your character would be like her friend or daughter. Who's your character again?
Oh, Becky Sue.
Yes.
You think? Yeah, Becky Sue loves her a flag. She does. She likes that one with the X on it. It's real pretty. Like, it's orange, and I forget that other color. It's like, sounds like moo, but I don't remember. But yeah, Becky Sue like her Mary Martha Ann a whole bunch, because we like our flags. We put them on our boats. Our boats don't have batteries.
Gotta be able to do wacky characters. That's what we do in morning radio, everybody.
Good buddy, everybody.
Kathy in Pennsylvania, you're on with JoJo.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, hi. Okay, so I just want to revisit this Trump story about the sharks again.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm totally buying it. I 100% believe it.
Yeah.
But I found a few holes in it. Like, first of all, didn't he say that the battery wouldn't work if it got wet with salt water, so they wouldn't be electrocuted?
Right.
Second of all, didn't they, if he was in the water, a person in the water getting electrocuted, wouldn't the shark also be getting electrocuted?
Right, see.
And third of all, how far away do you have to swim so you're not electrocuted anymore? It's not like a bathtub. So does he think if he capsizes his boat in Florida, people jumping in the ocean in Cape Cod are going to get electrocuted? So these are just a few things we could submit to science.
Yeah, as Trump would say, too many facts, too many, I don't, what, no, look, okay.
You have to have a relationship with MIT to understand. That's how that works.
Ugh. Right. Didn't you love that? Because of my relationship with MIT. Like, what, you drove by once? I'm like, I'm going to Boston in July. Does that give me an honorary Harvard degree? My relationship to MIT, very smart. His relationship is very smart to MIT?
Yeah.
What is his relationship?
I drove by NASA once. I think that I have a relationship.
You're a rocket scientist.
You're an astronaut.
I drove by Alamos, Los Alamos. I'm a nuclear physicist now.
I drive by Paramount every single day. I'm an actor.
You're a director. You're famous. Paramount's calling.
Yes.
Jeez, I didn't realize we could get contact stuff. Let's think of some other places to drive by, you guys.
Not Mar-a-Lago.
Drive by degrees.
I don't need a contact STD. I'm good.
God, why are people paying $11 billion for college these days? You can just drive by.
You have a relationship with it.
Like fast food. Just
right.
Chuck it in the back. God, he's such a dope. Okay. Can I just say I'm suspect of anything that seems like good news from Judge Cannon?
Uh-oh. Oh, well, yeah. There's this.
Uh-oh.
So She refused to dismiss some of the charges. So that's a major loss for Trump. She rejected challenges related to obstruction and false statements. In her order, she emphasized the deficiencies in the indictment did not warrant a dismissal, instead underscored the importance of a fair jury trial. Okay, well, let's get to it then. Let's set a date for guys. Like, I don't know whether she, you know, Joe, she's just narrowly trying to avoid getting, you know, removed. Like, she's trying to not be so ridiculous. I think she changed one sentence, though.
Yeah, she did.
I feel like she's doing everything she can within very narrow parameters of the law, you know, to try to help him.
Yeah, it feels like there's two piles, right? Like there's I'm going to put a little over here for you so that you don't remove me. And then there's a huge pile of all the things that she's doing for Trump. But it's like, as long as she keeps doling out what looks like fair justice, then they're all like, oh, well, we can't do anything. Again, like the cracks and fissures in our Justice Department.
Yeah, well, you know, this one Justice Department prosecutor, Brat, he filed a request to adjust the bail conditions for Trump's release. He argued new restrictions on Trump's release were needed after he spread bogus conspiracy theories that the FBI supposedly was being authorized to kill him, which was a dangerous incitement and should in any normal. But apparently there was some little technical thing. He didn't file it correctly or at the right, something. I don't know whether it's going to be death by a thousand cuts with this case, that she's just going to let it, you know, go. Go ahead. Yeah.
There's an argument to be made here for this being one of, if not the most important of all of the cases he is involved in. Like, I feel like we should know the person we potentially returned to the office he was once in was giving our nuclear secrets to our enemies.
Thank
you. I feel like that's the kind of thing that you would want to know in advance.
And
right?
The majority of Americans, we just did this poll, I can't remember the 60-something percent think he should have these trials should be, you know, happen before the election.
Yep.
They agree with you. And speaking of polls, by the way, I know you and I get so mad at these bull mainstream media polls, like the clickbait and the Biden's going to lose X group and Biden's losing this Y group. Well, you know, a young people poll came out where Biden's up by, 20 points. And then remember they said Gaza, he's going to, you know, Jewish voters are going to leave him and the young people are going to leave it. Well, you know, Jewish voters, again, the same margin they voted for him in 2020, like 30 points or something over Donald Trump, you know. So I just feel like their job is to panic us, right? Mm-hmm.
A little bit. Also, yeah, they're like, I don't know why Biden's good news. It's just not getting to the voters. It's all his accomplishments. It's not trickling down. Now let's cut to this poll where Biden is losing, you know, women who majored in political science and became CPAs and have three children in states that start with I, and how that's a problem. And it's like, but we were just talking about those job numbers and we were just talking about the stuff he just said in France. And okay. Hello?
See, like, we sniffed that bull out here in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
That's what people seem to go. This was the biggest movie opening ever of a non-animated short film outside of a holiday weekend.
Yeah.
With actors that have seven syllables in their last name.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
On a Monday.
Cumberbatch. Thinking Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch.
On a Monday.
Yes.
Okay. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Num 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 Omaha Steaks.
Oh, yeah.
It's grilling season, everybody.
It is.
I celebrated my friend's birthday. We made some of the chicken from Omaha Steaks, some of the filet mignons.
Yum.
Okay, the birthday girl, Karen, got a filet mignon.
Oh.
Hooray.
Was it bacon wrapped?
No, not the bacon wrap one,
okay,
the regular one.
Yeah.
Yeah, the burger's fantastic. Father's Day is almost here. Who wants to be a little daddy's girl and a daddy's boy? You do. Yeah. The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks have made it so easy to put a smile on the big guy's face. Hand-selected gift packages starting at just $89, and you get all that stuff I talked about.
Yep.
Oh, my God, like 20 entrees. Time is running out. Don't wait till the last minute. Go to omahasteaks.com. The promo code is Stephanie at checkout. Shop for unforgettable gifts that are guaranteed to make Dad's day. There's one thing Omaha Steaks knows. That is dads want steak. Spoiler alert.
Yep.
omahasteaks.com. And shop the packages starting at just $89. Don't forget that code is Stephanie.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Stephanie Miller.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Well, I used to be so uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights, but not since I discovered the secret to better sleep, Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. I've slept like a baby since I switched to Cozy Earth, and I think you will too. And right now, my listeners can get an exclusive 30% off Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Miller, enter that promo code Miller at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. You're ready to sleep and feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Miller right now. Enter the promo code Miller for that exclusive 30% savings. That is 30% off CozyEarth.com/Miller with that promo code Miller. After checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. CozyEarth.com/Miller. CozyEarth.com/Miller.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you gotta buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, what? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Looky there, it's JoJo from Jers.
Oh, yeah.
I am a cheap flesh peddler. Look at that eye candy. Look at it. Get your face up in it. Political Voices Network. JoJo from Jers on Threads and a host of Are You Kidding Me podcast.
That's right.
Which is fantastic. So Matt Gaetz just tweeted what now?
He tweeted, and I quote, "The Hunter Biden gun conviction is kind of dumb."
Oh, and Rachel Bitticoffer pointed out that's probably because
he's committed the same crime.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Is it alleged?
This is a few years back.
Hmm. Was he convicted?
What's going on, Joe, with that ethics investigation?
We need to know. We need that report. We need to know what is going on because, I mean, Kevin McCarthy's out there spilling lots of tea.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I'm all for Kevin McCarthy going after Nancy Mace. I mean, the two worst people you could ever imagine attacking each other. Okay, sure.
Oh, I know. I'm here for it. I'm here for that bag of rats, Joe. I really am. Yeah. So, right. And Donald Trump has reiterated his praise and endorsement of Nancy Mace, despite our new report indicating she privately trashed his supporters. But, right. And then Kevin McCarthy's campaigning against her and others who voted to kick him out. Okay. Let's see. Should we give it a... Mace said somebody who criticized her was probably Trump voters and they were not very smart. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. She spoke the truth by accident. Mm-hmm. I love somebody tweeted, thank you for not being a convicted criminal and having a probation officer, Mr. President. So refreshing.
Yeah.
I thought that was relevant. He's the one that's not a convicted felon.
Right.
Right.
I like presidents who don't have probation officers.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. This was terrifying as well. Trump gave a address at an event hosted by the Danbury Institute, have you heard of it? Which calls abortion the greatest atrocity facing our generation and child sacrifice. They advocate a total ban on the procedure, no exceptions for rape or incest or anything. Trump pledged to stand with them. He said, your work is so important, and you can't just vote Democrat. They're against religion.
No, they're not.
No. Many Democrats
he
are
said,
religious.
I know where you're coming from and where you're going, and I'll be with you side by side. It is just so terrifying what Trump's America would be in a second term.
Oh, absolutely terrifying. And he doesn't even care about the abortion issue. That's the thing, too. I mean, we've seen the Tim Russert interview where he tells him he's, you know, pro-choice. He lives in New York. And, like, he doesn't care about this issue. He says whatever they want to hear. He says whatever he thinks they want to hear. And he'll do whatever they want him to do, which is going to be a federal ban without exceptions. Not that exceptions work anyway. Right. But that's what he'll do. He'll do whatever they want.
Yeah. Uh-oh. The Lance Armstrong haters are hate me now, too. I just watched a documentary on a cyclist show when he is a crook and he did use the system against other cyclists. You're correct,
right.
Josie in Tennessee. I just said he did some good with his cancer organization. And, you know, he did inspire a lot of cancer victims. And whatever, but he also was a crook and a cheater. But anyway.
Yeah, that's when I think I realized, I'm like, maybe there are no truly good people out there anymore.
Right, I know. We're like, oh,
you
dear.
You were one of those. Yeah.
Speaking of crooks and cheaters, Steve Bannon says on July 1st, I will be in federal prison. Hallelujah. He even predicts his appeals will fail. So he said, I will serve in federal prison. It's all duty to my country. Oh, isn't that nice?
Okay.
So whether I'm in federal prison or sitting in the seat in the war room or on a Navy destroyer, it's all a service to my nation. Oh, really? Really? That is serving your nation.
He's going to be curled up in a ball and going through like Old Forester withdrawal. That's going to be his service to the nation. That's what he's going to be doing in the about July 5th, 6th time frame, I'd say.
Yep. Isn't it incredible? Like when Trump goes through it, he's Jesus or Mandela.
Right.
Bannon goes through it. It's just serving his country. And right. Yeah, but meanwhile, you know, Hunter Biden's a big crook who needs to go to jail for a billion years, probably, according to the right wing, mostly this morning. Right.
And the crimes he committed while addicted to drugs are so bad they should disqualify his father, who's been a lifetime public servant, who's never even been so much as charged with a crime, let alone convicted. Like, but that's disqualifying for them. But it's a prerequisite to be arrested, to go to jail, to be found on adjudicated rapist business fraud. Like, those are prerequisites. Now.
You're already being quoted on the Twitter because that's how you roll. You called maggots a nine-layer dip of dumb.
Loserdom.
Oh, nine-layer dip of loserdom. Pardon me. Only a mom would think of a nine-layer dip.
Because
you still
good.
Have you still have your daughter's birthday balloons up like 7,000 years later.
That's right. She's been 11 for quite a while now.
You're smart and pretty, and I bet you make a great dip.
Just don't call me a dip.
Okay. No.
We love you, JoJo from Jers.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome from Mad Men and Whose Line Is It Anyway? Actor Joel Murray. And Civic Media's own Stuart J. Waddles joins me to discuss Summerfest and Phibbs.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty, they're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.